I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
They learn to fuel themselves off of biofuel and start consuming people.
Oh, not quite.
Oh, people make best batteries. I watch Matrix.
Exactly. Lore Boys is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Jung Jung!
What, Ethan? Did you write a podcast script but you didn't save it properly?
Oh, did I forget to save again?
Ah, you forgot to save, and now we need Jamie to host the podcast.
I'm such a doofus, Jamie. Please save us.
Just tell me that you wrote a script and you saved it somewhere, James.
I've been cheating on you.
Oh no, okay, not again.
Why do we keep transcending genres in the same episode of our 1990s sitcom?
Looks like he was killed by a balloon in the back of the head.
Well, Lore Boys here in front of the live studio opener. Audience. What?
I said, I guess that's an opener.
Yeah, it's the only opener we got. Sorry.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Peter O'Donohue. I will be hosting my first episode of season 2 of the Lore Boys podcast. And, of course, we have James Miller.
That's me.
Hey.
Hey.
And we got...
I'm Ethan.
Oh, it's Ethan.
It's
Ethan. It's UHM Ethan. He's our new Cambodian co-host. Yeah. He's come up here from Phnom Penh, which I think is in Cambodia. In our travels when we've been hosting in different countries, he's showed up and he's always been there for the recordings, and we decided to invite him on while Ethan Palmer himself is in the hospital. Penis related accident. He put it in something weird. And,
I put it in a Cambodian.
Oh God!
What an undetonated landmine sound.
I like the idea that a penis related accident could have nothing to do with your penis. You're just walking
just
down
in
the
general,
street.
Doctor patient relationship is he didn't tell me what was going on.
Yeah.
I was listening to something. Sorry, quick tangent.
No tangents this early in the season.
I was listening to something earlier and. A guy had to go get a prostate exam or to get his genitals checked or something, and he thought it'd be hilarious just to take a bunch of Viagra and not address it the entire time he's there. I don't know how the doctor... Do you continue? Do you stop?
The great thing is I don't need Viagra to... during a prostate exam?
No.
All about the medical.
I pass with flying colors.
You know what? I think a man in a lab coat is very attractive, so.
I think a lot of people in lab coats. A lot of things generally in lab coats are very attractive.
Yeah, that skeleton in biology class.
Yeah. What was his name? Oh, in my high school, it was Oscar.
Oscar? Oh, he had a name.
Was the lab skeleton, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sure, Mr. Nagel. Named my lab skeleton, but yeah. I don't know what it is.
No, was it Mr. Bones Wild Ride? Is that
the I want to get off meme. Mr. Bones Wild Ride.
You can't wake up. Can't wake up.
That was actually the last thing I said to my doctor after he gave me a prostate exam. I want to get off Mr. Bones Wild Ride.
Is your doctor enough of a meme lord to have understood that?
No. Nah.
Then he look at you and go, top keck, Ethan.
Yeah. Sounds like your dog.
Here's your prescription.
Dank meme, bro.
Yeah.
Sounds like your doctor's pretty pushy if he's giving you prostate exams at 26.
Yeah. Is that 24 years early?
Yeah.
Well,
no, look, just to be sure. I'll leave the gloves off.
He was concerned when I told him I was... He was concerned when I told him I was giving myself daily self-exams.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. He's, you might just be a hypochondriac, or maybe you like it.
For canola's dose, right?
You know what I found? I remembered on Tuesday. So just a quick tangent about my week before we get into this, because it's going to be this is a palate cleanser episode. We all like looting. We all like shooting. So we've got something in between on the way out from Destiny and into whatever the fuck Ethan's going to be doing with his fucking life. Who cares even? I can't see his mouth behind the foam.
It's intense frown.
He's frowny.
His mustache is taking a curve even.
Yeah. You may recognize his mustache as being featured in our episode 2 of Lore Boys Nights.
Our
first Warframe episode. This will be our second Warframe episode, but this week I've been on a jury panel, which is something basically everybody has to do at some point in their life. Yeah. So the way it works now is, in our instance, it's not completely random. It's all English-speaking only. And they don't let you go, apparently, until you're placed. So I went in on Tuesday, and that was a murder case. Okay. And they didn't choose me for the jury. And okay. And then they were like, come back tomorrow. That was a murder case. And they didn't choose me for the jury. And on Tuesday, I need to go back again.
Are you sure you're not in this like weird middle ground where you're underselling yourself enough?
We started. Okay, so also, here's another quick thing, okay? You know everybody's always just like, tell them you're racist?
Yeah.
Like, that's anywhere. Actually the question they ask you.
Are you racist?
Like, so the first guy, the defense lawyer, asked me, is it a problem that the accused is a black man and that the alleged victim is an indigenous woman? You got a problem with that, bro? And I'm like, nope.
Did the lawyer say bro, or is that a little paraphrasing?
The lawyer very obviously did not say bro.
Yeah.
The
worst part is that, like, actual racists would not admit to being racist because they don't think they
You'd
are.
You'd have to be some kind of fucking lunatic to admit to that.
As someone who does, like, image moderation, people who upload swastikas to websites, they don't think that they're being mean. They think, this is just what I believe in.
It's just me and all my other Nazis.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoyle Hortler.
Yeah.
And then the second day, it was the judge who asked me, the presiding judge who asked me, is it going to be a problem that, this is all paraphrasing, it's all very much more official, is it a problem that the two accused in that case, because that was two guys killed one guy, apparently, accused.
Dublin town,
that they're both visible minorities. I'm like, that's not a problem. So in both instances, the defense said accepted. So the defense accepted me as a juror, but the Crown did not.
Okay.
Now, apparently we were like a group of 200 people on Tuesday. We were back to down to like 80 as of Wednesday. And next week, I have to go back with everyone else was in my group because what they're actually trying to do and that they admitted to us, it's like we're trying to get as many people in jail or out of jail as possible. So we're just taking all of the English people. And I guess if you don't get two no's, you got to come back. And it's literally illegal not to go.
Wow.
Your summons is a appointment and also a threat. And I gave it to my boss and they were just like, so when are you out? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. That the Crown is not picking you, though. They're like, oh, Peter's totally going to side with this murderer. We need someone who's going to put this guy
Alleged.
Yeah.
Well, the accused. Exactly. It's like, Pete seems a little too forgiving in this case. Maybe we could use someone a little bit more edge. A little bit more Alabama sauce on that pulled pork.
Are you racist? Is shooting a single mother okay? what are the
It's only the one question. Then they ask you
the circumstances?
And then they ask you what you do. So, but they don't ask you for the for your company. So I'm like, well, I do customer service technical support. And they're like, in what sector? And it'd be like, mad vague. I'm like, for a financial company, which is a stretch. But like, I wasn't going to say the real thing because that would be a little bit too specific because there's only so many.
Yeah, you can't give real information to the government.
Yeah,
no, during a jury. No, exactly. That's
you gotta lie as much as you can. Yeah, exactly. Get them all in there.
Yeah, that's why when they looked at me, they're like, "Okay, Gil Santos, are you a racist?" And I was like, "Si, padre." Anyway, yeah, that was my week. Was jury duty. Anybody got anything crazy that happened to them? Did you have to be told about two separate murders?
I pooped my pants this week.
Good. That's like a murder.
It's par for the course.
It's fucked up. That's just like a murder.
I've taken as many naps as over games that I've watched yesterday because I had the day off. Now I'm working
over games that you've watched.
Overwatch games.
Overwatched.
Yeah. Overwatch League started up, and I've just been following that. Really like the Seoul Dynasty team, so just been watching Overwatch. And it's good.
Nice.
I'm not racist, but fuck the Koreans.
Yeah, we were watching some before.
I mean, that's
a
valid thing to say when you're talking about esports.
I watch so much esports, and I'm so sick of Koreans dominating every single game. I want one North American team to just be the best team. You know, it's like, I don't care where they're from, but as long as it's North America. Or even EU.
Ethan was cheering for
like one Widowmaker killing another Widowmaker, which was like both of them
Sniper
were
War,
yeah,
right?
Both of them were Korean, but one of them was on the Korean team.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was
okay. Yeah.
The Dallas one. That's the one that I'm cheering for.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. I don't care. You could be a Korean on a North American team. I'll cheer for you. It's a North American team. I'm fine with that. I'm sick of Korea, the country, dominating the scene.
Use your Korean powers for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
For good,
exactly.
Not for ill. Use your Korean powers for Kim Jong good, not Kim Jong il. Oh, that is a terrible dad pun.
Well, that is the best joke that we have ever made.
I'm going to leave.
I think that constitutes a lore.
Lore boys.
Ow!
If that's not the title of the episode, okay, I'm going to be very upset with whoever is editing this. But. To get into it, today we are going to be covering Warframe in more detail than we covered during Lore Boys Nights, because all three of us are here and alive. I believe I'm the only person who's played it.
Yes. Warframe, I downloaded it, and I played the tutorial mission, and then I bought another game, and I got disinterested, but
I
will play it at some point.
I do enjoy games that I pay for more than
free games.
I don't pay for.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I've officially paid for Warframe. Warframe. I'm a Warframe.
It's a full moon. That would be fantastic if that was how it worked. You could only play as a specific frame on the full moon. On a specific lunar cycle.
That'd be interesting.
Warframe 2. It's always full moon in space.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're like orbiting the moon.
Yeah.
Which, funny you bring up the moon. The moon is a very important location in Warframe.
Is it the first location?
I promised myself I would only say this once, and please someone come over here and punch me in the mouth if I say it again.
You got it.
Loreframe.
Oh, I love it. That's the title of the episode. I don't care about that joke that you made earlier.
Yeah. The Korean thing was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm just, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Jokes about dictators, they really, they land well.
I mean, my Google Doc is called Loreframe, and as I was typing, I was just like, I'm not going to
do it. So that's technically the second time that you made that joke, and I have to come over there and punch you in the face.
No,
that's
Mom,
what you're saying?
Mom, I was quoting. That's why I said hell. I said hell, Mom, because Maleficent says it in Sleeping Beauty.
Guys, did you hear that Wayne Gretzky came out with a new scotch?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Yeah?
Is it good?
Well, you miss 100% of the scotches you don't take. Sorry, I figured we're doing dad jokes. How is it for real, though? How is it for real?
It's okay. It's a 3-year scotch. So it's decent.
But you're not a scotch.
Is the barrel made from like broken Edmonton Oilers hockey sticks?
Yeah, it's just all old wooden hockey sticks. Ever since the league switched all the plastic ones.
It's hockey tape all around the outside.
Yeah. Honestly, a great marketing tool would be if they put hockey tape around like the neck of that bottle.
Oh yeah,
that would be a really good marketing.
It'd be like inexpensive too.
Yeah,
I don't know how packaging works. I don't know how easy it'd be to get it on there. Like,
that's it.
They'd probably just have a robot do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you want that hand spun feel. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah,
when we're talking about hockey tape.
What if the people who win the cup, like the Stanley Cup, like what was it last year? There was the Blackhawks who won last year. Was it Lightning?
Dude, I don't know. It's not like we're Canadian.
Oh yeah, never mind. Well,
we don't get much hockey here in the Dominican.
Yeah,
so.
You know what is? We get a lot of Canadians in the Dominican, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know what is Canadian though? Digital Extremes,
Warframe.
Who makes Warframe?
Oh, I didn't know there was a Canadian company.
Canadian game, baby.
Oh
yeah,
I'll play it more now.
Yeah,
I would be proud if I was Canadian and not Dominican.
I watched one of their live streams a couple days ago, and they're two remarkably gorgeous and charming community managers who were streaming. Made a bunch of jokes about newfies. Made a bunch of jokes about newfies. They're legit.
Sounds
good. So if you're gonna play it, because it's got pretty low requirements, it's been out for 4 years, you should install it on your PC, and if you want to play with someone, you should play with me. Because like playing this game by yourself, the story missions take a really long time to get to.
Okay.
And it is not for the single player person, because I played this game for the first time 2 years ago for like 3 hours, and I was like, this is garbage. This is terrible. I didn't even finish Earth, which is the tutorial planet. You're the first planet is Earth.
Excuse me.
But when I started playing with Nick and streaming it on twitch.tv/theloreboys. Which, thanks to Jamie, is our only source of income at this point.
Hey, money.
I mean, your stream on Warframe prompted the Lore Boys Discord, so.
Oh, we did get the Discord out of it.
We have one?
I have one friend on Discord, and it's you, Ethan. I need to...
There is a Loreboys Discord.
There is a Loreboys Discord.
When you were streaming...
Some random dude joined me, and yeah, it was like...
Some guy hopped in the stream,
yeah,
and then decided to hop in game.
Yeah.
And I was watching the stream, and Peter was on Skype?
I was on Steam chat with Nick.
You're on Steam chat with Nick.
Because we were doing co-op, and then the
and I said,
guy
I'll send you guys
us.
Up a... You guys keep playing. I'll send you guys up a Discord so you can talk with this new guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whose name I forget.
Udafaka. Just hang on a second. My secretary, Ethan, she's wonderful, will set us up a Discord. She'll send you the invite. Don't worry about it. You'll get it in the mail in 3 days.
Yeah, Udafaka is that?
Udafaka. he's a guy who's been playing Warframe actually since the beta.
He was super knowledgeable.
Super cool guy. Awesome. Yeah, as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, Canadian game. And it actually starts in a completely different game, which neither one of you may have heard
of. It starts on the moon, a full moon in space.
It does not. The lore itself starts in the year, in the distant future of 2007.
The distant future. The year 2000.
The distant future of 2007.
Ooh, what strange things await us.
It's a CIA cleanup guy whose name is Hayden Tenno. Remember Tenno?
Janitor?
He's a janitor. Yep.
Tenno's the people.
Tenno's the faction.
Yeah, that's who
the
you
actual
are.
Name,
you're a samurai at Tenno.
The actual name comes from something else. Okay. It's more of a backwards reference, but I'm going to throw Dark Sector is the name of the game.
Okay.
Toss that in there. So Dark Sector was the name of Warframe in development. So Warframe itself has been in development for like 11 or 12 years.
I thought it was still in development.
It technically is, because it's a free-to-play game, so it gets hotfixes and patches fucking constantly.
Game of the Year had Destiny 2 as... best ongoing game, but not Warframe. Yeah. Best ongoing game.
Well, let's talk about money.
We'll table that. We'll table that.
Let's put a pin in money for a second, and then shift that over.
Gotcha.
we'll get back to money.
Yeah.
But I have spent at this point about $9 on Warframe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
If they wanted to play the Wasted Hours game, I think Warframe is beating them at this point, just because it's been out longer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it came out in 2013 at the same time as Destiny 1, and since Destiny 2 is basically Destiny 1.5, you can kind of look at it as a hotfix that fucked more things up than it fixed, but, you know.
Anyways, I shall refrain from talking about Destiny.
We're not talking about Destiny anymore. Exactly. We got 3 episodes of that on Destiny.
Yeah,
you go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it starts in 2007, where a man named Hayden Tenno went to the fictional communist country of Lazria. Where in 1987, an American submarine carrying an experimental virus known as the Technocyte ran aground and then was taken in by those filthy commie pinko bastards.
Okay.
Okay, you follow me so far?
So far.
Okay.
What's Technocyte in Lazria?
Pinko's in Lazria.
The Technocyte was in Lazria.
Technocyte's in Lazria. It was on an American sub which got stuck in some commie island.
And Pinko's a people?
No, Pinko is just like a slur for a communist.
Oh.
Pinko Kami.
I learned that from Warframe.
Okay, we get one each. You better keep yours for something good, Ethan.
I guess.
I swear to fucking God, if you burn that on something stupid, I'm out of here. it feels good to host again. It feels good to point and not be behind a cut up foam square.
I gotta say, it's pretty cozy over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Just nestle in
it's
there.
It's familiar for me because when I normally sit at in Peter's chair, I normally have my foam squares in front of me. So. I'm right at home here.
Yep. It's just because you're so like aggressively hideous, you're used to wearing a mask anyways.
Exactly.
So I've literally never seen anything below the bridge of your nose.
I'm literally...
you're like Dr. Poison.
I'm Tim Allen's neighbor in Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah. Exactly.
that's Tim Allen.
So it turns out that that's also canon, and from the nose down...
It doesn't exist.
No, he's made entirely out of void essence.
Well, Tim Allen went to jail for selling a lot of cocaine.
Trafficking cocaine.
Technically. Wilson was his biggest customer, and that's why you can't see from the nose down, because it's wrecked.
His nose is just
ruined passages.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey recently got arrested for trying to smuggle cocaine onto an airplane.
Oh. Yeah.
And I love Lana Del Rey. What the fuck was I talking about? Russians?
Russians. Pinkos.
Anyway.
There was a
double agent in Lazria.
Lazria.
In the real country of Lazria, he shakes his head.
I don't know why I said Lavia. That is...
That's a real...
There's no parallel there.
Nope. There was a GRU agent named Yargo Menzik who is also a double agent for the CIA. He's a double commie agent, so he's lying to everybody and is also a filthy commie.
Okay.
He tries to cover it up, tries to keep it under wraps, tries to keep the techno site contained. But then another CIA agent, a crooked American, a Yankee prick, comes in. His name is Robert Mesner. He goes to Lazria and starts fucking around with the techno site.
Okay.
Hayden, the main character for Dark Sector, is infected with the techno site. And
Hayden Tenno.
He gets speared with it and his arm gets all fucked up. So his arm turns into a biomechanical arm that can spawn a glaive, which is that three-bladed boomerang in thing Dark that we Sector. Had talked about episodes ago. This like brought back flashbacks. We were talking about the throwable weapons that people have. Yeah. It's called a glaive.
Yeah.
And then that's what he has.
Three-bladed
thing. It's a boomerang and it comes back. Exactly. Yeah. So he can get that. Anyway, you go through the entire game. When he finally fully upgrades himself with Technocyte, he can encase himself entirely in biomechanical armor and he looks exactly like the Excalibur Warframe from Warframe.
Okay.
The Excalibur being the main one most people have seen. It's like kind of smooth and gray and has like the one weird horn on the front.
That's the one. If you download it for free on your PlayStation background, it shows that.
Like, correct. He is the main Warframe.
Okay.
They're coded, but they're not alive, which we'll get into. So their Warframes are neither male nor female. They are simply built that way because they are not alive.
Yeah.
But some of them look distinctly male, and some of them look
they're coded exactly. Yeah, they're coded male or female.
It's 2007. Hooters doesn't need to have. Gendered bathrooms anymore.
Yeah. No, dude, exactly.
It's 2007. A man can work at Hooters.
No, he can't.
Of course he can.
As who?
In the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the men belong.
Where they belong. Or cleaning the gender-neutral bathroom as a janitor. Yeah. Ain't no lady janitors. Anyway, this game ends in a boss fight, obviously, between Hayden Tenno and Mesner. Mesner is then stabbed through the skull with a glaive, and Hayden Tenno walks off all badassly, badass-like.
Okay.
Nice.
So now we move into Warframe, the game, the universe, the ride at Disneyland. It takes place just, like, an immensely distant time in the future. It's never actually explicitly told how far in the future Warframe or any of the history even before Warframe takes place.
Okay.
Just all of it begins millennia in the future from the distant future already of 2007.
Yeah. Far enough in the future that you never have to ask why do they have that technology.
Far enough in the future that like nothing that we have ever done has any effect on anything.
Yeah, but it'll still take you 24 hours to get that one piece of armor.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, okay.
Well, let's figure out a way to speed this shit up by now. Yeah. Like,
so it's money. So my current Warframe...
Because how long does a Warframe take to build?
72 hours.
72 hours? Yeah. And it's a fucking drone. You think in millennia they'd have nailed that production down.
Dude, at light speed, though.
Henry Ford, back in the 40s, would have nailed that fucking production down.
Why is that two episodes in a row? We're talking about Model T! Model T for Tenno.
Model Tenno, yeah.
So the Warframe I currently have building is called Equinox.
Okay.
And she has two forms. She can her number one ability, all Warframes have four abilities. Her number one shifts her between a defensive night aspect and a offensive day aspect. And then when you're on your ship, she's both black and white. She's a combined form. Visually speaking, she was always my favorite one, but I never thought I'd get her because she is the definition of tedium to get. I had to run the same boss 15 times.
Oh, yeah. On the Facebook page, I saw you guys talking a little bit.
Exactly. I never thought I'd get her because I never thought I'd be playing the game this long.
Yeah.
So the problem with her is since both her forms qualify as different frames, not only do you have to grind out all the parts, each day aspect, night aspect takes 72 hours, and then combining them takes 72 hours. I started this on the weekend, and currently my Equinox is at 44%.
You called her a couple times. Is it gendered, or is it just look gendered?
Again,
she's coded female.
Yeah,
coded female.
We specify that it's not gendered.
They are not alive. People say him or her, depending on the Warframes, because they are coded in different ways. Rhino is a male frame.
Some
because
of them
he's buff,
distinctly look.
He's buff and triangle and all that shit. Okay. Frost, too. Banshee, however, is a female-coded frame because she's got boobus.
We're going like super far into the future, but we stick to what we know in the past.
We stick to our past.
Exactly. The one thing we could never get rid of is the filthy, filthy binary.
Yeah.
So so sorry. 19,000 years in the future.
Yeah, they still have a cracked addict.
And well, we still say someone, him and her, someone like should barbarians.
Someone should tell Equinoxus because she's both white and black.
Yeah.
So, funnily enough, you say that, her night aspect is distinctly female looking, whereas her day aspect is distinctly male looking, but it is still considered a female frame because her combined form is female looking.
You base
average.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you base the pronoun.
Only cry at some movies.
You base the pronoun on the sexiest form. So
yeah, exactly.
Considering most of the Warframe player base, I'm sure is male.
Yeah, well, let's be real about most games, eh?
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. I love women in gaming, but let's be real.
Let's be real.
Majority of the base.
It's not where I'm going to meet my wife.
Is male.
Unless I've already met her. I don't know. I can't see the future.
What if it is?
I met that one girl in Overwatch on her stream that was talking about anal beads.
That's true. Yeah. That is some fucking baby-making material right there. But yeah, so it takes 72 hours. So in total... building an Equinox, because I the only reason I installed the Warframe app on my phone was to make sure I could get the Equinox done as quickly as possible so that I could stream it, because I want to stream the level up, and then I have the Warframe plot quests to do. So I finished the main story, but then there's Warframe specific quests. Like if you want Titania, you have to do the Silver Grove. So I'm going to do those on stream eventually. Just check out our Facebook to find out when we're streaming.
Yeah.
But I wanted Equinox to be done for that. Takes what is it? It's 144 hours.
So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about checking out the Twitch stream, Peter will just be sitting at his computer waiting for it to complete for 144 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's 12 to the power 2, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll play Skyrim in VR if anyone's interested.
James will be playing something much more expedient.
Yeah. James will be meme in real hard.
Well, now they're combining. So once the next, it's at like 44-45% right now. Once that's done, I've got the frame and I can go.
Oh, only 60 hours left.
My night and day aspects are already done.
Yeah.
Thank God. Or you could just pay money, but fuck that. The $9 I spent on this game go to storage space and upgrades.
Yeah.
I don't spend money on rushing things. I can play other games for 4 days.
I've played a lot of League of Legends, which is a free-to-play game, and the only thing I've ever spent money on is cosmetics.
Yeah, there's cosmetics in Warframe, but I just don't give a fuck about
only
that.
Only time I've ever spent money on in-game purchases was Hearthstone. I had a bunch of money coming to my life once, and... I woke up
and
with...
you spent it on Hearthstone.
This is
the saddest story I've ever heard.
It was like not even 1% of the money that I earned, but I bought a lot of Hearthstone packs, and I had fallen asleep in my bed with still like 50 unopened packs and half a bottle of wine like leaning against me. I woke up like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And then I continued to play for like 2 years straight to make it worth that money.
Worth that initial investment.
I wish there was a picture somewhere of that. Because that would just be like, you just get hired as Blizzard as their community manager. It's like this passed out dude to the bottom.
And then like this, the minute that cost price evaluation.
Yeah.
Reached its limit, he's like, I'm never playing.
I've been fortunate that like a lot of the stuff is totally just grindable, and I was so sick, which I promise the last time I'll bring this up, I've managed to grind a lot. So like I'm still sub 150 hours, I think sub 150, sub 160 I believe in Warframe, and I've only bought I bought 75 platinum the first time after getting a random drop of 20% off, so it was like $4 and change.
There you go.
No tax, obviously, because it's online. And then I got a second one, so another one was $4 and change for 75 plat. So I've spent $9.40 on a game I played for 150 hours.
Yeah, that's right. So
not bad.
So where are we in the story? We have a Hubert Tenno.
It was Hayden Tenno.
A Hagbor Tenno.
It's Hagbor. it's
has been stabbed by the Technocyte.
It's the Royal Tenenbaums.
In Lasria.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're possibly a billion years in the future. It's
okay.
There.
So we just jumped?
Fucking Dark Sector ends, and then the history of Warframe begins, an unknown thousands amount of years in the future.
Okay. Yeah. But they are connected.
Yeah, well, it's like a spiritual prequel, but the fact that the Technocyte is part of
Dark
Warframe
and
Dark Sector, exactly. Okay. And the fact that he looks exactly like Excalibur, they're considered canon, okay. Sort of, open air quotes, whatever. I figured I'd mention a game Fan in 2009 canon, yeah, that sure. No one on earth played.
Lore Boys canon. There we go.
Whatever.
Canonized.
Exactly. One of my friends in high school said that game was cool. Never played it. So basically, so far in the future, an entire civilization known as the Orokin managed to rise and fall hundreds or possibly thousands of years before even the tutorial level.
Hmm.
And some unknown amount of thousands of years after 2007 and sometime before you start the game.
2018, baby.
2018, exactly. The Orokin were a race of humans. The Orokin Empire was a race of humans. Oddly enough, in the entire fact that of the solar system spanning game of Warframe, there are, well, try and guess, actually. How many alien races?
Four.
Zero. There are no aliens in Warframe whatsoever.
No, they're just all human.
Human or what's known as transhuman, because we've, in Lore Boys Knights, the Grineer are a bunch of deteriorating Chinese knockoff clones of one guy.
Exactly.
That's actually, I like that a lot.
I like that a
lot.
No
humans at all. No humans, excuse me, no aliens.
It's probably way more likely of an outcome for us even than like running into another species that we just get so divided.
Exactly.
I do really like that because, I mean, I'm adamantly there is life in the universe.
Yeah, of course there is.
We are not it. But we're not at the same time, the universe is so large that, I can totally see that route happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, even if there is one, like, far enough away that eventually we can travel to it, like, the universe is expanding so fast that we might not be able to catch up with it.
Exactly.
And the way near light speed travel works, it's like, if you send someone there, like, from your reference point, they're going to take millions of years to reach it. Even if from their reference point, it only takes 80 years, from your reference point on Earth,
it takes 1,000.
That's it.
You'd almost have to have both parties know where you're going to meet, and then, like, with some crazy, crazy math, like, keep each other some alive and meet in the middle, because then at least you can both predict where to meet.
Wormholes is the only way to make it happen, which is you basically subvert distances, but...
Anyways, Warframe.
Yeah.
But Warframe.
Yeah.
Well, in Warframe, instead of teleportation, they use something called solar rails to travel between planets.
Okay.
So
it's like a monorail.
Monorail.
I've sold solar rails to Venus, Mars, and Earth, and then, by golly, put them on the solar map.
Venus, Mars, and Ogdenville.
Goes to Mars. It's like, ain't no solar rail, and there never was. Shudders the fucking thing.
We never should have let him build this solar rail.
So anyway, the Orokin is just the name of the civilization, in the same way we would say Mesopotamian or something like that. They are human or transhuman. Anything that makes them not human was technological.
Cool.
Okay, purely sci-fi. They have the art style of Warframe is very biomechanical, but things are still considered to be machine or biological.
Okay.
At present, even through my research, nothing is considered a cyborg.
Okay.
At all. There are filthy clones, filthy hillbilly racist clones, presumably racist. You know, I can't read their minds, but...
But hundreds of thousands of years in the future, in the distant year 2018, there is no benefit to putting a brain in a jar.
Nope. Not yet.
There we go.
No, they have much more complex and weird ways of doing that.
Take that, Futurama.
Yeah. Anyway, the Orokin, you can recognize all of their technology because it's all white, black, and gold. So if you've ever seen a Prime Warframe or a Prime weapon or an Ayatan sculpture, it's all white, black, and gold with like blue or orange lights on it. Prime weapons and Prime frames are direct upgrades to their...
predecessor?
Non-prime counterparts. So I have two prime weapons. I have the Bratton Prime and the Burston Prime, which are both guns.
Okay.
They are direct upgrades to the Bratton and the Burston.
Makes sense.
And prime frames, like if I had Banshee Prime, she would be a direct upgrade to my Banshee.
And it's a stat upgrade or just a...
Stat upgrade, yeah.
Okay.
They're only grindable. You cannot buy primes.
Okay. Oh, that's even better, honestly.
Is shipping free?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like Amazon.
Intergalactic, they use the solar rail.
Yeah, use the solar rail. It takes 9,000 years, shows up right at your door, just like put your ghost inside of it.
What kind of range does the Warframe universe have? Is it like galaxy-wide?
No, it's just our solar system.
Just solar system.
That's
what I thought.
Which they call the origin system.
Okay, and so it's assumed that there is other systems.
Yeah, the steam system,
Uplay system.
Uplay system.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. GOG Galaxy.
Yeah, that's it.
Galaxy client.
That's it. The PSN cluster.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Xbox Live.
just Xbox Live. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, could you not?
Or it'd be like Galaxy One X, and it'd just be like, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Could you not see in the future a Galaxy being named after corporations like that?
I could see that
Xbox
happening.
Galaxy, yeah.
I can see that happening within my lifetime.
Yeah, that's it. This Warframe is the Amazon Prime.
Yeah, the Amazon Prime direct upgrade to Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
Twitch Prime, which thank you for the subscription. Twitch Prime direct upgrade to Twitch from Twitch.
I live on planet Netflix.
Netflix Prime, Prime Time.
It's really cold there. Netflix and chill.
Chill. I know. Yeah, okay. Good. It's good.
Just for the people at home.
For the people at home who are too stupid.
Yeah.
And or don't have sex on Tinder.
But I didn't get the joke, so I'm glad you did.
Oh yeah. What you Ethan, you've been at a bar since 3 p.m.
Yeah, I mean I've been drinking for a while.
I showed up for the last one very drunk. Frankly, you guys keep telling me things that happened during that podcast that I don't remember. Listening to the raw audio, I was rowdy, but not like aggressively drunk.
But
I don't remember huge sections of that podcast.
No, we both smelled your microphone. It was great.
I don't remember that happening at all.
It was most of the off-air stuff that you seem to not remember.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like all the blowjobs and stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's for the best. Jorgen, he had a lot of gold.
I'm drunk, you're sore throat.
Yeah.
Anyway, as humans do, as they grow more and more powerful, they want more to add to their big piles of things.
I've never heard of a human behaving that way.
The Orokin, much like Warframe players, just want to grind. They want to grind that colony, baby. Yeah. They just want more colonies. You want plastids? You want some fucking control modules? Baby, I want more planets,
okay? We need it all.
So they create a bunch of machines known as the Sentients.
Okay.
And they are machines.
Self-driving cars.
They are self-driving cars, exactly. Okay. They make Teslas. Yeah. And then there's one guy named Ballas who is just like, listen, maybe we shouldn't give these things infinite adaptability. And everybody else is just like, fuck you, Ballas.
Yeah.
So we send the Sentience, which is a massive army of robots that we built.
They learn to fuel themselves off of biofuel and start consuming people.
Not quite.
Oh, okay. People make best batteries. I watch Matrix.
Exactly. Of all the things that survived 10,000 years into the future, two VHS copies of the first Matrix.
And a picture of Keanu Reeves on a park bench.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. They have this big-ass, like, solid gold and white statue of him. like, their main city in the Orokin Empire.
Yeah.
The Orokin executors were just like, okay, well, we're gonna, just to make sure to keep them safe, to make sure our investment isn't squandered, we're gonna make these robots so adaptable that they can resist basically anything forever and keep that as a permanent buff. Yeah. Which, for the record, is also a gameplay mechanic making fighting sentience the worst goddamn thing on Earth.
Okay.
Because there are three damage types. And a few elemental types in Warframe, okay?
We say on Earth there, sorry. It's not just like on Earth.
This is present day Peter.
That's
being
colloquialism.
Very exacerbated. Okay. So fighting a sentient is the fucking worst. So Warframe is very much a wiki game, okay? Nothing is explained.
No.
To you. You are thrown in and you're just like, yeah, you're a robot ninja, go have fun. And then here's huge stats. So every weapon has three damage types of varying amounts. So my favorite weapon is the Tiburon Prime, which I believe is a puncture weapon.
Is this a bow?
No, it's a gun. It's a 3-round burst. Because I use Banshee as my main, and all of her passive is silence. She silences all weapons.
Okay.
And she can hit. She can use radar to find crit points on enemies.
Okay.
And a 3-round burst and a crit point will instant kill basically anything.
Okay.
So I'll like use my number 2, pulse out, get a couple of crit points on a guy, and then a 3-round burst because I put in like a fire rate mod. So it fires out 3 bullets in a half second, and it's pinpoint accurate.
Ethan, what does that sound like?
Yep. I love that you knew
good
that I wanted to make the sound. I love that you were like, oh, Ethan needs an out here. Like, yeah. Ethan's building up something inside that he needs to let out of.
That's even what it sounds like in the game. It's odd that we all, that everybody thought of the same thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I going on about? Tiburon?
Tiburon.
Where are we in the story?
Yeah, I lost track of that.
So we're in the future.
Anyway. Oh, it would, right.
There's
so
no cyborgs.
The damage types. As you shoot a... so this is also story-wise, because as the sentients take damage, they become resistant to it. And this is like a 99% debuff on your shit.
So
if you have
a big debuff.
If you have a puncture primary and a puncture...
Secondary,
and a puncture melee.
Well, that's
because
you're
not,
you shouldn't have those.
Because you're not paying attention to damage types because nobody taught you.
Yeah.
You can basically do 6 damage to a sentient, which is what happened to the Orokin. They sent out the sentient army to the Tau system to terraform it, and they came back physically indestructible. And then the fact that they had made them resistant to everything, there's a good quote that I had here. Where is it? Oh, yeah, here it is. The more advanced we became, the greater our losses. Because the sentient could adapt to anything. So you fucking... New iPhone, they had a faster iPhone already.
Okay, yeah.
New Samsung, they had a faster Samsung already.
So the Orokin sent out the sentient.
They sent out an army of indestructible ancient robots.
To terraform.
To terraform something.
And they came back mad.
At some point, they came back and were just like, what if... Hear me out, guys. The people who made us indestructible...
Should die.
We're dead. And we got to sleep in their beds.
That'd be pretty dope.
Could you, like, out-deke their... Like, could you deke them changing themselves to adapt? Like, what if you just shot a bunch of fire at them for, like, 50 years?
Yeah, we
love fire, and then all of a sudden just throw some water at them.
Yeah.
Wow, we weren't ready for that one.
Yeah,
then...
well, that's kind of how you have to beat them in game.
Okay,
bring a co-op partner
okay.
who has, like, one, a different Warframe who does a different damage type with their abilities.
Okay.
And hopefully has different guns. Because, like, what I had to do is learn what the damage types did and then equip accordingly and then find some other dude. Because killing a sentient by yourself, at least in the plot mission, is not impossible because it's like a 99% debuff. But for something with 1,000 health...
That sounds terrible.
It is the worst. The story in Warframe, I'm going to lay this out right now. The story in Warframe, very good. Getting to the story missions is... one of the worst gaming experiences of my life.
And experiments.
Awful. And experiment,
and
exactly.
Experiments, yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. Good God. Like, when I got to the sentient mission, I shot it. I'm like, 700 damage, 2 damage. I'm like, okay.
Well, something's gone wrong.
Something has gone awry.
It's like when you're on Chrome, and that pop-up shows up, and Chrome crashes. And
yeah,
like,
whoops!
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Gotta start watching so much porn.
So that's what they wanted to do. There
gotta
was
start,
also
gotta start watching a different type of porn.
Exactly. Start watching different porn, exactly. You get too much butt porn, you can't get a boner anymore.
Exactly.
You gotta start watching some weird throat fucking stuff.
The perfect metaphor.
Exactly. Exactly. At the same time, after the sentients were sent out to become indestructible, a ship called the Zeraman 10-0 or 10-0. You know, the one things we never got rid of were gendered pronouns and puns.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It's named after that guy, Hargbarg.
The 10-0. Hargbarg. Hildeborg.
Hildeborg. Hildeborg 10-0.
Yeah. Hindersfall 10-0.
There we go.
Yeah. The 10-0 was teleporting at some point on a solar rail and accidentally ended up trapped in subspace in a place called The Void, because of course it did. Because
this is a sci-fi.
Because
so,
it's
yes.
sci-fi. So I brought back, just remember, I was bringing it back. Now, The one of my favorite parts about this one here was I'm not bringing back ancient robots because even the past is way in the future. They're only ancient robots from our perspective as players who are ourselves possibly ancient robots.
Ooh.
Right?
We would be.
Are we Matrix?
Did I Matrix?
What?
If I Matrix right now, will they find it in the future?
If you die in the Matrix, do you die for real?
Yes.
If you die in Warframe, do you die for real?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, no.
James, any questions?
I think a Matrix is like just... I see them in Excel all the time, but I'm not sure what you're talking about. Wait, what is a Matrix?
They're used to solve systems of polynomials.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, that clears that right up.
Perfect. Anyway... As the Zeraman 10-0 or 10-0 was traveling through subspace, it got stuck in the void, and everybody on board except the children went completely insane and killed each other. Event Horizon style.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And it ended up coming out the other side. The only people left on the 10-0 or the 10-0 were the children.
Did they do anything in the void?
Maybe.
Oh. Peter gave me a look. Like,
maybe the kids came back with barely controllable sci-fi powers. Yeah. Who knows?
But only children.
Yeah. Only
was
the
it
children.
All the children?
All the children on board the ship.
Okay.
Ship.
Not just like some of the children.
No, all the children on board the ship came back and now are known as the Tenno, the player.
So you're saying the void is a Chuck E. Cheese and only children get in.
Yeah. Oh,
and Ethan, why are you licking your lips?
Come back. Only children get into the ball pit.
Only children get into the ball pit and only children come out because all the adults who go into the ball pit go insane and eat each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was my last experience with the Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, wait, I'm thinking of Five Nights at Freddy's. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. After this happens, the Sentients come back from the Tau system, and now they've been blasting their quads for quite some time against inhospitable planets that we couldn't possibly ever live on, and begin to attempt to destroy the Orokin, because apparently making indestructible robots and sending them out as terraforming slaves was a bad idea.
You don't say! I never would have guessed!
Oh, the hubris! Ballas was right the whole time, where he was like, what if they weren't totally unstoppable? And then everybody around him was just like,
look at this nerd!
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna buy more if we just No, Jonathan, just make them unstoppable. Jonathan, just make them unstoppable.
No, I'm serious! It might be a problem if they're unstoppable!
But what if they come back and they're mad because we treat them like slaves? Jonathan, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Just make them unstoppable, okay?
You want them fully unstoppable?
Completely unstoppable.
100% unstoppable?
I want them to block out 99% of all sources that they have ever come into contact
what
with.
What if, because we have a certain number of weapons that we could use against them, what if we start using those weapons against them? Do you want our weapons to become less effective?
100%. No half measures, Jonathan.
Okay, so
this
you
is what
want
I told
us to be-
I told you this when you were an intern, and this is why I kept you on.
Okay, so you literally want me to push a boulder down a hill and just see where it lands.
Unstoppable robots. All
right,
Jonathan.
You got it. Unstoppable robots. Come right up.
Boop. Ballas, please leave my office. Is how we assume that conversation
went. Yeah.
That was our first Lore Boys scene.
Yeah.
It was good for an improvised
scene. I know. I wanted to jump in. It looked like so much fun.
If you would come in, it was just like, Mr. Ballas, we have another appointment. Just go, shut the fuck
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Get out of my office. Yeah. I told you to knock before you come in here.
Don't look at me.
So, yeah, they come back and they're mad. Well, no, they're not mad, but now they're unstoppable and they realized it, and we created robots called the Sentients, so I guess they had feelings or something.
Ammo dealers must be loving this, though, because now you got to shoot, like, 99 times more bullets, right?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
My numbers have gone way up since they made those unkillable robots, because people keep shooting at them.
I love how they, like, decided to, like, canonize grind.
that's it.
No, it's not because it's a free game and we want you to spend money, but by, like, weighing your credit card against your sanity.
Yeah, yeah.
The Orokin grind did.
Yeah,
you want to be an Orokin, don't
ancient
you?
Ancient robots grinded. I mean... Because the robots that they made, they take a lot of bullets.
No, so many bullets. So anyway, what do you think the best strategy would be against barely unstoppable robots? Remember, it's a 99%
warranty.
Reduction. Nope. No, much the opposite of that. So
what?
Much stupider.
Play dead.
No. That's
make more.
Halfway stupid.
Make more.
You're on the right track.
Make more. Make more unstoppable robots to fight the unstoppable robots.
Yeah!
Almost. They were just like, okay, well, since it only gets reduced 99%, what if we just overwhelm them with numbers? And what if we used the Technocyte virus from 1987 to create the infested?
We bring back Hogbart Stoltenno.
The best solution.
The name
to everything.
Changes every time. No, that's his name.
No, it's not.
Sorry, did I mispronounce that? Is it a Hogbart Stoltenno?
No, you said Heineken Tanning Salon. That was right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there we go.
I mean, that's what I heard. That's
James
what I read.
Chandler? I don't even know.
Yeah. Hubris McRobot. Like, where are you going to go with this one?
Well, listen, okay. With, like, Heimlich Maneuver was in the first game. He's no longer relevant.
Yeah.
But now they've decided to bring back the Technocyte virus that they've had in their back pocket for 20,000 years.
They dug up hamstring tent flap.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They dug him up. They looked at his spooky bones. And then they were just like, you know what we need to do? We need to create on our unstoppable robots, they'd be stopped by an unstoppable virus that can corrupt the bodies of the dead.
They dug them up.
And everybody was apparently, yes.
Yeah, okay with it. Okay. They dug them up. They dug them up. They said, look at these spooky bones. They have small robots in them. Let's use this.
Yeah, exactly.
We're only 10,000 years in the future, but let's use these old bones I found.
What does Hampstead Tootsie Pop do about it?
Yeah. He's been dead for a very long time. Okay, but
he's pretty apathetic about the whole situation, honestly.
Yeah, he's pretty dead.
Yeah.
It's Hampstead Tootsie Pop. Good God. Still the only sane person alive is apparently Ballas, and then a female Orican named Margulis. They're both very important.
Okay.
Margulis has been taking care of the Tenno since they got off of their nightmare ship.
Can I just say Margulis is the name of a necromancer?
Sure.
Right, I'm just going to put that down right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who names their child Margulis?
I always thought arugula sounded more like a dance than a food.
Arugula is a spice. That.
It's not a spice? Really a
food. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it?
I've never eaten one.
Arugula?
Arugula is a vegetable.
What's it look like?
It's a tuber, I believe. It's like a rutabaga. Could be wrong. Might be like asparagus.
Creating a virus and an army of flesh-eating monsters was a bad idea. The Infested are born. Those are the faction we didn't cover last time in Lore Boys Knights Episode 2. It's because I had originally written them off as the Flood. Not true. They were created by the Orican to fight the Sentients.
Okay. And the Orican are just people, right?
Well, yeah, they're us and humans in the future.
Just doubling down.
We cannot do a Halo episode next, because that'd be way too many in a row.
That seems unlikely.
Halo would be long.
Okay. I like Halo, but not enough.
Okay.
Not to host one, at least. I don't think you do either.
What's that?
Do you like Halo enough to host an episode about
that? I love Halo. Yeah.
Not soon.
I love up to Halo 3. Halo 1, 2, 3.
I like Halo 4.
Ethan was practicing with a team, like trying to get good at Halo for Halo 2 or 3.
Now he hosts a podcast about different video games. How'd that go?
MLG SWAT. It turns out that I'm really bad at video games. Okay, no, I'm good at video games. I just have bad coordination, bad reaction time, and bad planning. So.
Right. Yeah.
So if it, yeah,
if you got a really good computer.
Yeah.
Right. If you could execute better and think better, then
yeah,
no problem.
If you got a new brain.
Speaking of new brain,
creating the infested didn't work.
Okay.
So what happens is Ballas starts the Warframe project. So it turns out one of the powers that the Tenno children came out of the void with was something called transference, is where they can possess. Sort of a different body. They can possess technological beings. Mm. So the Warframes themselves are actually golems, like from Hebrew myth. Yes. They are not alive, but they can be possessed and controlled, and they're not necessarily robots. And no matter how kind of fleshy and gross some of them look, they are all machines.
Oh. Transference is a psychology term.
It's a mental thing as well.
Tenno
are psychic children,
okay,
basically. Okay. So yeah, they go out, and it turns out the Tenno, because of all of their differences, there's like 35 Warframes, because of all their elemental differences, that they all have different powers, all working together with the Tenno children, manage to push back and defeat the Sentients.
Cool.
There is, however, two Sentients left, okay? They're sentient fossilized remains all over Earth, which you only notice after you start seeing what the Sentients look like. And also the Plains of Eidolon, the Warframe open world expansion that they released for free recently.
Oh, yeah.
At night, you risk being attacked by a sentient, I think it's called a Tetralist, which is like this 35-foot tall, broken down kind of kaiju-looking monster.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a... It is a multi-phase. It's like a raid boss, basically. Yeah. I've never fought one. I don't have good enough mods yet. I'm not at end game yet, even after 100 hours.
I guessed multi-phase from Tetra. But that worked out, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is a multi-phase boss.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And what they do is they will wake up. They're basically fossilized remains, and sometimes a Tetralist and a sentient Tetralist will just rise out of the earth and start wandering around the plains of Eidolon looking for its missing parts.
Mm.
And then just like stomping the ground and attacking everything. It's hostile to everything as well, by the way.
Okay.
It's a third faction monster.
It's like a Tarrasque.
Basically, yeah.
Wakes
exactly.
up out of the earth and yeah. starts fucking shit
exactly,
up.
Exactly, cool. exactly, exactly. Cool. There's a sentient named Hunhao and a sentient named Nata.
Hunhao's that?
Hunhao was that? Hunhao Han Hao sends his daughter.
There's my dad joke, I guess.
We're one.
Han Hao sends his daughter Nata to the Origin System, or our solar system, to infiltrate the Orokin and destroy the Tenno, because they're the ones who have the power to stop the sentience. And
the
These are the last two sentience, by the way.
Wow.
It's Nata and Han Hao.
Oh, there's just two left.
That's it. Hey, the Warframes are good enough.
Fuck. Like,
managed to almost fucking do it. Yeah.
Imagine if we reduce all cockroach numbers to two.
To two, yeah.
We've done a good job.
They'd fuck us up, right?
Because, yeah, I mean, okay, do because sentience are robots, do they reproduce? Like,
well,
do they have their own assembly lines?
No, she's created, and she refers to him as father in the game. It's,
but do they like there's father, no more being made.
Yeah, father.
There's two, that's it. There's never going to be more than two.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a father relationship or like a daddy relationship?
Father.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, boring.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah. This is a rated M game, 17 and up. It's nice. It's not AO. Anal only.
Anal only.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, see.
That's what 17 plus means these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. Everybody's got a butthole.
Anal's third base.
Anyway, all the events up at this point lead to something known as the Collapse.
Ooh,
which I think we talked about.
That sounds good.
In Destiny, that is the incoming of the darkness that ended the Golden
Age. Well, for these people here, it's more of a, it's much more of like an Inca thing or an Aztec collapse, because the Orokin Empire is on its way out.
This is a positive thing. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's just like, my God, I'm so glad that everything is coming back. Turns out, the Tenno at some point, for unknown reasons at present, I think it's because the Orokin, after defeating the sentience, grew terrified of the Tenno children because they were so incredibly powerful.
Those would be spooky kids.
Exactly, the spooky kids.
I am assuming, like, I don't know the Warframe lore, but I am assuming that these children stay children forever.
Yes.
So it's like, there's been generations, and it's just been these creepy fucking kids sending out these kill robots to kill things.
You'd be exactly right.
Just, yeah, that's creepy. Yeah. Like, I'd be creeped out, too. I'd be like, no.
I'll get to a point. I'll get to, like, the best story mission in the game where this all will be revealed on the trail we blaze.
All right. Let's get there.
Yeah, that's it. It's coming down. Once we hit the game is basically, like, four quests and then 100 hours of grinding. So don't worry.
Yeah.
The history's all in the codex.
So where are we now? We're at the collapse.
So at some point, the Tenno decided to revolt against the Orokin. So now their ultimate ghost children are pissed at them.
Okay.
The Grineer, their shoddily cloned Chinese knockoff slaves, are mad at them, and they revolt. And then it is unknown when the Corpus decided to start fucking shit up. Okay. But the Corpus themselves are descended from the Orokin as well. There is an Orokin who helps you in the game named Alid V.
They were made by the Brachus guy, or what was his name?
Ballas?
Ballas.
Corpus and Grineer, well, the Corpus are human.
Okay, I thought
they're the plutocracy who we talked about in the last episode. They're the merchant class.
What is their relation to the infested?
Nothing.
Okay, I feel like Corpus should have made the undead.
Yeah, I have no idea why they're called that. When I found out the first time I went to a Corpus mission and saw what they look like, they're just space merchants.
Okay,
they're very aggressive.
Corpus is Latin for body.
Yeah, Corpus callosum is what is Corpus callosum? That sounds familiar to me.
There are infested Corpus. So the infested itself is just a virus, and all of the enemies are just like twisted robots, or like the virus can take over machines as well, because everything the Aura can create is biomechanical. Okay. Right? Excuse me.
You're excused.
But the Corpus, they're kind of militaristic merchants. More than anything.
Yeah, nice. So I do remember this.
Exactly. You can go back and listen to our last episode about where we cover the races. The Grineer are some shitty clones.
They're hillbillies.
They're no-name brand clones.
They're
exactly. They're a bunch of xenophobic hillbilly lunatics who hate everybody who is a Grineer.
Who wake up the first Tenno after.
They do. Captain Vor. We'll get to that soon.
We'll get to that.
Exactly.
A revolution.
Yeah.
Exactly. This all leads to the collapse.
Yeah.
Everything the Orokin built up, again, going back to it, the hubris of the Orokin led to their downfall. Nata arrives.
Who's Nata?
The one of the last two sentients.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's daughter of the daddy relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. She's the sub and the dom. sort of thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So apparently when a sentient transfers back into the origin system, being our solar system, something known as the gap occurs.
Oh, so that's sure. like an Instagram whenever you get your thighs just in the right
position. Just in the right
exactly.
right angle for your thighs.
Check out Ethan the Dead Man on Instagram.
Oh, some fucking fire thigh gap.
Fucking thigh gap.
Yeah. So Ethan's got the best thigh gap I've ever seen. That's what I think about during foreplay, honestly. Ethan's thigh gap. Yeah. Just for me and my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm thinking
I don't
about.
Know why you're trying to finish during foreplay, but okay.
Well, so I can last longer the second time. Yeah. You know, every time it's like, oh, sorry, it happens to some guys, but I'll last longer in round two.
That's it.
And then she's like super tired because it's like 2.5 hours later, so you don't have to work as hard. That's it.
Yeah. Make their refractory period count.
Lore boys are the most the skilled as Spanish lovers.
Foreplay is disappointing someone and then promising them something later.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So, we got a good grasp on it.
Yeah. He plays a lot of Destiny. So. Roasted Destiny.
Yes, ladies, I'm single.
Yeah.
And I don't play Destiny anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Roasted.
That's so much time.
Roasted X3.
Three roasted S rank. Yeah. Anyway, so the gap, what happens is it kind of fucks with her head. So Natah arrives, and she's there to kill the Tenno because they're too strong.
Okay.
And then she's just like, wait, no. I can't kill all these children.
They're little babbies.
She moves all the children to another location and changes her name to The Lotus. The Lotus The Lotus is the woman on the radio.
She changed her phone number too? Just like,
yeah, exactly. She's a 438 lowborn whore.
She's dodging Dog the Bounty Hunter at this point.
Like a real person.
Yeah. Like, what? Lotus?
Yeah.
Why Lotus? I don't like
Why
it.
Why not? If you could pick a new name.
Yeah, but you're going to pick a flower name. You might as well start stripping for money. Like
Maybe she did.
Yeah, well, fill me in.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't write it down, so it's not on the wiki. But it's a wiki, canon. So why don't you just add it in? So fine.
Natah, aka Lotus, stripped in the meantime
for 3,000 years.
Yeah, for 3,000 years.
That's a long.
Well,
time.
Just think about how far we are in the future
it's not
right
really
now.
Worth.
And that's it. She then uses, because she is one of the last two sentients, meaning she's been bombarded with everything and has resistances to untold amounts of things, has immense power, and I haven't told you yet what happens. She then does hide the Tenno away from both her father Hunhao and the Orokin, who are trying to kill them. And then the collapse occurs off screen.
Sentients are way cooler when there's only two of them. If there's a horde of them, it's like, well, that's messed up. But, like, the character development of someone who just develops, like, resistances to everything and, like, has their own motives.
An AI that is just, like, basically indestructible.
Yeah. It's one punch man.
It's super neat.
Well, yeah.
The sentients also are, like, remarkably cool looking, but fighting them is just the worst. Although, fighting them with guns as your warframe is tedious. Actually, I won't get into that yet. That's true. Spoilers. Because you know what I was thinking about when I was writing this? When last episode, you were like, the listener and the reader have to be at the same point.
Uh-huh.
I cut paragraphs out of history and moved them towards the end.
Ah, cool, man. That's cool. It's cool.
As far as you know, so far, the Lotus has squirreled away the Tenno.
The Lotus has squirreled away the Tenno.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Yeah, exactly. Some unknown amount of centuries later. So, oddly enough, the Grineer and the Corpus, who are the two main factions, rose in power basically at the same rate at the same time after the collapse of the Orokin Empire.
Okay.
The Orokin, by the way, are basically gone.
So they did lose the war against the Tenno. Then Natah showed up, took the Tenno away?
No. They didn't lose the war against the Tenno because there was no war against the Tenno.
They lose the war against the Corpus and the Grineer?
Their empire started to collapse, and the Corpus and the Grineer took advantage of that.
Yeah.
So
oh,
there was the
okay.
Grineer
that,
war.
You said the collapse was unknown why.
The War of Tenno is really just a front to take the oil from the Grineer.
Okay.
But basically, exactly. The Corpus were just like, man, fucking Orokin got so much oil.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Earth, which is nothing but Grineer, and we're going to wage war against them. And
I love it. Yeah, no, because the big thing about intergalactic space travel is you need a lot of
So much oil.
Oil is the thing that drives intergalactic
exactly.
speed.
Exactly.
It takes like a ton of oil to get the light speed for like half a second.
Well, because it's exactly. so efficient.
Yeah.
It's like oil.
We had to invent time travel to get enough oil.
Yeah.
Exactly, we had to go back before we mined it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Oil to go through space.
Which is why we're running out now, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We've already been there.
Totally worth the infinite timelines that we've created just to get the oil over and over.
Exactly.
And over.
Exactly.
Because when God made the Earth, he made it with enough oil for all the future generations to come back in time and steal the oil from us now. That's why we're running out of oil.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We'd loop
it's God's plan.
Steal oil from ourselves.
our inbred future
our
selves.
Our inbred future children are clones of one guy. Fucking the thousand clones of Ethan in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So me. It's me who's
deteriorated
doing this. Yeah.
Like a Dalmatian in a fire station.
Yeah. It's shitty clones of me that's doing this to you.
That wispy mustache can smell oil from 50 feet away.
Yeah, it's like a dowsing rod.
Yeah, exactly.
Gas is $4 a gallon, and it's because of me, honestly.
I don't even know how much a gallon
because
is.
It's because of future me.
All right, where do we start with this?
Goddamn metric system is a work of the devil. Well, we're at the beginning of the game.
All right.
So basically, some important characters to remember right now. We've got Captain Vore, who actually has...
Captain Vore, I love it.
Captain Vore. He has as some... limited control over some Orican technology, which still exists.
Does he have big teeth? Or?
No.
Oh.
No, he doesn't.
Too bad.
He's very dramatic, though. Very dramatic.
Yeah. So, I'm Captain Vore!
Well, he's not foppish. Okay. not in that way. Not in that way. He's overacted, but not in a fun way.
Does he say eat me a lot?
What?
Does he say eat me a lot?
Not so much. Okay. It's not a fetish thing, to my knowledge.
Because Vore...
is a fetish.
Is a fetish.
I know. Okay. That's when you eat people.
Regular,
yeah.
Oh,
it's cannibalism.
Oh, sweet innocent James, unaware of the internet fetishes.
Yeah. But also not like necessarily graphic fetishism. Like it doesn't have to be like cannibalism, like viscera, and like it could be like a smaller version of a person, like walking into another person's mouth.
Oh, there's my phone. Wait, one bathroom break.
Yeah. Yeah. Only about 15 minutes, guys.
Yeah. Just gotta get to DeviantArt. We have a DeviantArt, by the way. It's where we archive the 1080p versions of the art. If I ever see somebody using one of our artwork pieces as a desktop wallpaper, I will marry that person.
There you go, guys. Lower Boys Premium.
Open proposal for Peter O'Donohue of the Lower Boys. And a possible jury for a murder case.
Yep.
Anyway.
The Crown doesn't want him, but you sure do.
The defendant.
Crown doesn't want him, but don't you want his crown?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. The defendant's certainly like me.
Yeah.
You racist, buddy?
Yeah.
No.
Only when you want me to be. Yeah.
I'll treat you how you want to be treated. And the defense is like... acceptable. Yeah. basically the Grineer right now are mostly on Earth, which is completely overgrown because it's been abandoned for millennia. And there's Captain Vore, limited
still looking for oil,
limited control. Exactly. They were just like exactly fucking George H.W. Vore. Hey. It's just like there's one drop left. There's one drop
where's
left.
All the oil? Damn Iraqis took it all.
Well, you're kind of like devouring just really old creatures whenever you're doing that.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. Kind of yeah, like,
I could have sworn I left some oil in Iraq 5,000 years ago.
Sort of thing.
This Vore guy was voracious for oil.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah.
We're getting so caught up in the memes, though. I'm, like, getting lost in the story. So what's going on?
Captain Vore was not Bill Clinton.
Okay.
despite what I just said.
Okay.
So Captain Vore has limited control of Orican technology, and there is another Grineer named Till Rigor, who is not a Chinese knockoff, no-name brand, cheap plastic clone lunatic. He is a Grineer scientist actively trying to cure what is known as clone sickness, and is the gene deterioration because, you know, you can only wash a shirt so many times.
It's the problem with inbreeding trying to cure.
They've literally been cloning the same one person for thousands of years as a slave.
They don't even know.
They're all fucked up and gross, basically.
Yeah, it's a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy.
That is absolutely it. It's a copy loop, so the Grineer are
fucked.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
So they don't even know what gender they are anymore. They got clone sickness.
It's gotten that bad. Yeah. They've opened Tumblr accounts on Earth. The only thing left on Earth now is overgrown scrub brush, fucking sick clones, and Tumblr accounts. There's nothing left. We just scorched Earth, motherfucker. Glass the bitch. That's it. But yeah, Tilbur Gore is more elegant. He's well spoken. He's a scientist. He's trying to cure clone sickness. Those are the two guys who you need to remember. The tutorial mission opens with your chosen warframe at present. It would be Excalibur, Volt, or Mag.
Oh, I played this as Volt.
Yeah, yes. I chose Mag because I was like, I'm gonna be a caster frame. I think her design is too plain. I don't like her, but I think I've mentioned this before, so I'm not gonna go into it. Your chosen frame is woken up and is immediately contacted by the Lotus or Nata, who put you guys away, right? Yeah.
But keep in mind, sentient, one of two.
Exactly, yeah, daughter of Hun Hao, the two remaining sentients, exactly. Yes. She wakes you up, she overcharges your frame so you can, like, stun some dudes, tutorial mission, but it's Captain Vor who is on the prowl for Orican technology. Warframes, prime frames, and prime weapons are all Orican technology. Why are you both smiling at me? I can see it in your eyes.
You said overcharged, and I thought, oh, how much did you charge? Six bucks instead of three.
No, yeah, I was like, is it like a hotel? You woke up late, they overcharged
and
you.
I heard him laugh, and I was like, I know he's thinking of the same thing that I am. But it wasn't worth saying.
So anyway, Nata, the Lotus, she gets you out of your fucking cryo sleep chamber after 11 o'clock. Yes. So yes, you're overcharged.
Oh, you're overcharged. Yeah. Oh, damn, it's not again.
Well, after 11 a.m.
I shouldn't have left the sign on my door.
Exactly. Hungover, fuck off. And then you promptly slaughter everyone forever.
That makes sense. That's what I do whenever I'm overcharged.
Yeah, exactly. The first boss is Captain Vor. He doesn't die because you do have to fight him again. And then he doesn't die that other time because you fight him a third time in a raid.
Because video games.
His lower half is made of void energy.
Why not? You're looking at me like there should be a reason why not, but I can't see a reason why not. His lower half shouldn't be just
Well, because
voided.
They're coded to have genders. And if there's a complete void in the bottom half, how do you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Which warframe are you even?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's 2018. Everybody has a gender.
Everybody's got a warframe. Yeah, we're harping on that stuff pretty hard. After fucking Jamie got out of activist jail.
I don't know if I can call it that. I'm still talking with certain friends and stuff, but I tend to keep things on.
That's all right. Yeah.
On the hush.
Yeah, on the down low.
Yeah,
on the down low. So basically, after you slaughter everybody and fight Captain Vor, you go to get your orbiter, which are Tenno spaceships.
Okay.
And that's all you need to know about that. That's where you build all your shit. That's cool. Where you keep your little companion droid. Your
so
ghost,
you just
basically.
You find the Tenno after they were squirreled away.
No, you find the warframe in the first mission.
But you find the Tenno ship. Presumably, you find the Tenno. No.
No. Not yet.
Remember. Aren't you Tenno?
They're hidden away by...
aren't you 10-0?
I'm jumping around because the last episode I thought that you were Tenno.
Lotus hid the Tenno.
Mm-hmm.
I was there the last episode and I thought you were Tenno, but...
They refer to you as Tenno, but remember that Tenno control the warframes and Excalibur, Volt, and Mag are warframes.
Yeah.
And I've already revealed that those things are not alive.
Yeah.
So they're not Tenno.
Okay.
Right. So basically, after getting your orbiter spaceship, the next major quest is called Stolen Dreams. You find a...
Sorry. I got left behind. Tenno control. Like, what is the relation to the warframes? They created them as a to stop the sentience.
The Orican created the warframes.
Orican created.
And they used the Tenno, who were the children who came back from the void with superpowers.
Yeah.
One of their
on
powers being
rail.
Transference.
Okay.
Right. Transference allows them to control other objects.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you're right. So are you technically a Tenno as the player who is controlling a warframe?
Yes. You have the power of transference at the very least.
That is exactly right. The entire time you play Warframe, you are playing a Tenno, and there is a sexy little plot twist later on as to why, but you are absolutely right.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's like XCOM where they refer to you as Commander.
Yeah.
You are Tenno.
which is the commander of Warframes.
You have a ship AI named Ordis who always says your chosen Warframe suits you, and then like laughs about it because he's all about and then he's all about dad puns.
That Blaze suits you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. your Warframe and a Tenno are separate things. Keep that in mind.
Gotcha.
So you find a woman named Maru. She's a thief, but what she knows about... What a Maru?
What a Maroon.
What a Maroon. What a Maroon. She knows of some ancient Orican relics. So you rescue her from a Grineer prison. She takes us to, like, an old Orican key, and then this relic shows us where we can find what may be the first Warframe, which is called Chroma. And it is a chromatic dragon from Dungeons & Dragons.
Because
if you change its color, its elemental type changes. So blue energy is electrical, red energy is fire, green energy is toxic, and white energy is ice. So and his powers change accordingly.
So this is like the wizard Warframe?
He's one of many Warframes.
Okay.
Canonically speaking, I believe he is the first, because he is known as an ancient Warframe. When you find him, even the Lotus is just like, this is an old ass, this is an old...
Before my time.
Exactly.
Which doesn't make any sense, but okay.
It's because she's a... Exactly. Well, no, she's not a Roken, she's a sentient.
Exactly.
So she knows exactly what this fucking thing is, but she is lying to you.
But it wouldn't be before her time, that's what I mean.
No, it was invented to stop
her. How does memory really work for robots, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't they just access them all at the same time?
Yeah. Well, randomly.
Yeah.
Or read only. I don't know.
I don't have...
Read only?
Yeah, read only.
I like that. Like, it better be read only, or else you've got a lot of fucking robots who don't know what they're doing because it changed all their memories.
Yeah.
It's read only or random access. So.
Yeah.
ROM or RAM. Baby. Yeah. Yeah, Chroma may be the first Warframe. He's basically an ancient dragon, and he has multiple elemental powers, but just making one is so tiring.
It's Tiamat, then, right? It's the ancient dragon from which all other dragons spawn.
All the elements. Yeah, well, that would be a fair comparison in that case. Considering all Warframes fall into, kind of the strength, dex, intelligence build sort of thing, because you have caster frames, you have war frames, or like fighter frames, and then you have kind of like sneaky frames, I guess. Banshee is a stealth frame primarily.
Okay.
Frost would be a caster frame. He's more of a battle mage because he's got a lot of health. Okay. And then Rhino is a fighter straight up because he's got offensive skills and then war cry, which buffs everybody's damage.
I feel like no one's going to get this but you, Ethan, but it's like an opposite Atadoral dragon. Instead of the thing that takes away all magic, it has every single magic in it.
That's TM.
TM. Is TM has every magic in it?
It was based on TM.
Okay.
TM is the mother of dragons in the
In D&D.
Jamie's referencing the Malazan world, which is based on D&D.
Steven Erikson,
The books in your closet.
Exactly.
Here,
right? In that world, every dragon represents a particular aspect of magic, and when a bunch of dragons get together, they form what's called a storm.
Cool.
And if the storm gets large enough, it manifests TM in the...
Yeah, they all merge in one crazy fucking dragon. Yeah. Dude, fantasy
which is
cool.
Basically just like, it's like quote-unquote dragon, but it's more just like the physical, or like the... elemental manifestation of chaos.
But all these dragons are usually half people too, and they completely lose their sense of identity and become crazy. Yeah. This is like off topic, but it's really cool fantasy.
Well, it's completely on topic when we're talking about Chroma. Chroma is like possibly the first frame and the embodiment of all the elemental power that frames can have.
Okay.
Sort of shit, right? Yeah. Like Chroma also, like, I really want one, and I'm far enough in the game now, the only part that I'm missing is I don't know where to get the poison frame part. I don't know where to get a Saren part.
Okay.
To get my Chroma.
But you can't Google it.
I could Google it,
okay,
but I
but you don't. You choose not to.
Haven't bothered. So after discovering Chroma, the progenitor frame, or what I assume is, it's unclear. That's Loreboy's canon, not real canon.
Yeah.
But it's the only canon that matters, the fucking Loreboy's canon.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
that is real canon, yeah.
And Nick canon.
Nick never answered me after we harassed him on that last episode. I guess he's got better things to do.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Snare drum motherfucker?
That's what I said.
What?
He was a drum line.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll do the lore of drumline.
Drumline lore, boys, next episode.
Maybe that's why I went off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Drumline.
The history of the paradiddle.
So after finding Chroma, we stumble across a suspiciously familiar looking hologram on Neptune.
Okay. Okay.
Once you scan it, you find out it's a hologram of a sentient.
Okay.
And at this point, we just assume they were all gone.
But there's two left.
What?
But you still can't assume
we
there's
still
another
don't even
one.
Know that.
Is that dramatic irony? That
it is.
Okay.
Yeah, but like at this point, you guys know because we had to do the history. But in game, you have no idea that the Lotus is a sentient.
Dramatic irony.
Exactly. Okay. It is.
Me as the audience knows this, but the person in the
you
game.
As someone who's listening to this, it's less fun when you call it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, man, I was trying to set up some dramatic irony.
Oh, okay. Got you.
So this leads you on the truth. This quest begins. It's called Nata, and it's named after the Lotus.
Yeah.
So you find out that the Lotus is a sentient. You find out the history of her, and then you find out what she did with the Tenno.
Daddy? The Tenno.
She put the Tenno.
She did daddy.
No, Hun Hao comes into the next one.
Okay, so with
yes,
the Tenno.
He's part of the second dream. So she's just like, listen, this is what I did. I saved the Tenno. I put them all on the moon, and I used my immense power.
She did not do a good job hiding them. Can I just
wait?
Right,
well, let him finish, though. I'm hanging on his every word.
She also used her immense power to send the entire moon of Earth with all the Tenno on it into the void.
Okay, she did a really good job of hiding them. Can
yeah,
I just say that?
Very good.
Yeah.
she pushed the moon out of our reality.
Yeah,
but like it's like nobody noticed. Like just like
gone.
You guys feel like anything's different?
Yeah.
Like, every night, it's really dark.
Yeah, less waves, too.
Dude, I guess it's all the fucking...
Yeah, all the Earth tides.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But it's all the inbred hillbillies on Earth, so, like, they don't notice.
That's
right?
True, yeah. It's all the green air.
But
yeah.
her immense power could just put, like, a faux moon up there, because she's so ultimately powerful.
Maybe she did that. That's not explained. What she did, she put the Tenno on Earth, and then she put the Tenno on the moon, and then put the moon in the void to keep the children safe. And remember that they've been controlling Warframes from another dimension this whole time.
Yeah.
Right?
Where did she put the lime in the coconut?
Oh, she shook it all up.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah. It's in the shit.
That shit was taken care of.
It's okay. In the Jimmy Buffett dimension. Yeah, or the Jimmy Buffett galaxy.
Exactly. During this quest, though, what you see, like, what Tilra Gore has been trying to do when curing the clone sickness is he found a fossilized sentient on Neptune. He's trying to get that. You manage to stop him, and you manage to plant some charges on it. You blow it up. You stop him from getting that. Then we move into the second dream, which is what the Lotus calls where she left us on the moon.
I was going to say, was it all a dream up to this point?
No. Some of the slang for Tenno are dreamers because they like project themselves into the Warframes.
Okay. So they're not presumably asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
The Warg or whatever from Game of Thrones.
It's very much like that. Yeah. So what happens now is Hun Hao, her father, is still alive as well. He has his own Warframe called the Stalker, which would have attacked you a couple of times if you grind a boss too much. It's a very powerful. It's all jet black and red. It's called the Stalker. Mm. It's another Warframe that Hun Hao sends after you.
Yeah.
He sends it after you find out that the Tenno are on the moon. He sends the Stalker to the moon to kill the Tenno.
The Stalker must have a hard time on the moon, though, because there's, like, no trees to look through windows and stuff.
No, exactly. Yeah. But he brought a trench coat.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, he brought his own. Okay, he
brought his own. He was sent there. He was prepared.
Okay.
Just flash a bunch of kids, just like, no! So to stop Hun Hao from getting there, because he figured out his way to get into the void with the Stalker, the Lotus is just like, listen, we got to go to this thing, this machine that I built that holds the moon in the void. You got to blow the motherfucker up. You got to send it to hell. So you go to the Orokin machine that is holding the moon in the void. You destroy it. The moon comes back into local space. Then you go to the moon. Now, this is one of my favorite scenes in a game. Your Warframe, as you're walking up to this, like, pool of water in this Orokin temple on the moon with, like, these big white vines growing
out
of it.
What's the sound like? Is the sound quiet? I want it to be quiet.
It's super, super quiet. Good. There's, like, a very faint, like, string music playing in the background, but it's mostly your footsteps and, like, ambient music.
Perfect moon
and
ambience.
Then, like, as your Warframe starts walking closer and closer to this pool, these pods rise out of the pool, and they fold out into kind of a lotus shape, and then one of them lifts up and comes towards you, and the closer it gets, the more fuzzy your screen gets, and eventually your Warframe stops and collapses.
Shit.
And then everything turns back on, and you're all of a sudden in control of a Tenno child. So you control the kid. Kid crawls over to your warframe, and like the second he touches it, it lights up the frame, and the frame comes back to life and picks up yourself.
Yeah, picks up you.
Yeah, exactly. Then you start getting attacked by sentience.
So, like, gameplay-wise, this is the first glimpse we have at
who you really are.
An actual Tenno
controlling.
Yeah. So, the character creation screen for Warframe is 100 hours into the game. You don't get to create a character until you rescue yourself from the moon.
And you still make him look like Phil Bam Margera's dad, like super fat.
Whatever you want. Yeah. Or you make him
make him look like Shrek.
Yeah. Make him look whatever the fuck you want. Or you make him look like Hayworth Taxonomy or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. So, yeah, you rescue yourself. You get attacked by sentience, and the Lotus is just like, or Nata at this point, now that's revealed that she's a sentient. She's like, focus your void powers. The children can shoot laser beams out of their hands. That, remember when the sentients were resistant to damage? The laser beam just annihilates
just
them.
Just fuck them,
It does like 800 damage a second. Numbers just fly out of them, and they just explode.
I'm realizing Peter likes games where there's really powerful children. He's got Bioshock tattoos.
Listen, I'll never have children who are good enough for my standards.
Yeah, exactly.
So I gotta play me some Bioshock. I gotta play me some Warframe.
Okay, okay, sweetie. Now blow up the robot with a laser beam. Yeah.
What,
or
daddy?
It'll kill you.
Yeah.
What, daddy?
That's it. Blow up the robot with a laser beam. Scrap this one. We're making a new one.
Yeah. Exactly. It takes more than 72 hours, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm willing to wait. So yeah, you fight your way out. So this entire mission, by the way, this entire part of the mission, you play your Warframe carrying your Tenno or your operator through a temple, blasting robots with lasers.
That's cool.
And then you get back to your ship, and then a door that you didn't know could open opens up, and you place yourself in what's called a somatic link, which is the thing on your orbiter that allows you to control all of your Warframes.
Cool.
And there's one more mission after this called the War Within.
How do you top that one?
That's the twist, right? That's the twist, is when you rescue yourself from a fucking spaceship.
That's wild.
So, yeah, dude, it was so cool. And I remember I kind of knew this because I had been playing online for a while, just like trying to get stuff that I could, like, because you still have to grind to get story missions, which honestly I hate. But like during the grind, in gameplay, 1, 2, 3, 4 are your Warframe powers. If you hit 5, your operator will teleport in. And your Warframe will stand still. You can leave your frame and play as an operator in your missions with number 5 after you finish the second dream.
That sounds dangerous.
It is incredibly dangerous. You have very low health, but you're just indescribably powerful.
Yeah.
You shoot lasers, you can turn invisible. If you dash through things, you can basically punch their soul out of their body. It's
wow,
insanity.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So that's when you become your operator. That's the person you've been playing this whole time, that's a child from the moon, powerful enough to remotely control it. Robot Warframe from another dimension, and you go and rescue yourself
from a sentient who we don't know why she went bad.
Lotus?
Yeah.
No, well, the Lotus was part of the gap. She ended up caring about the Tenno after coming into the origin system. Yeah. Hun Hao, her father, however, still wanted us dead. That's why he sent the Stalker.
Okay.
Right.
And they're still at large. Like, they're around still?
Well, no. Oh, sorry. Excuse me, I did leave that part out. You do defeat the Stalker.
You kill the
Stalker. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
You kill the Stalker. You laser beam.
You laser beam the Stalker. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. He's part of that sequence.
Hun Hao is not the Stalker. He's still out there.
He can't get to us. He doesn't have his Warframe anymore. He was controlling the Stalker. Remember, because you have to control people remotely because the gap turned Nata into the Lotus and she started taking care of us.
Okay.
Hun Hao cannot come into our solar system without turning into just a pussy, basically, and all of a sudden he's got all these feels.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why he sent his Warframe to Stalker, but you defeat the Stalker.
Okay. Yeah.
I did leave out the boss fight. That was my fault.
So next expansion, like, we're waiting for this guy to figure out another way to come at us.
Well, I'm not sure what's going to happen after this. So after this, you get to the final quest of the game, which is called The War Within. You activate this quest, so basically...
Isn't that an XCOM... Isn't that an XCOM expansion, too?
It is.
Yeah, the original XCOM.
War Within, exactly. Yeah. It's not exactly the most creative title, but it's
cool.
So in this one here, you get back to your orbiter, and the Lotus consults you. She's like, you've got, like, these pretty, like, heavy duty somatic outputs. You know, a lot of crazy psychic power coming out of your child body there. Sorry, I took you from the moon that I'd stored in another dimension for 1,000 years. You seem a little
bad.
You seem a little out of sorts. Exactly. So they start to go in. They send you on a couple of investigation minutes.
You've been overcharged, but here's a continental breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
We're still gonna charge you though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Runny eggs.
Yeah.
And like bacon as hard as charcoal.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have forgot, but your ancestral home is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the first mission is you have to go back to the temple itself is now revealed to be called the Reservoir, is the temple that you were kept in. It's on the moon. You go in, you figure it out. You meet a man named Teshin, who is an Orican warrior. He's not a Warframe. He's human. He's working for the Twin Queens of the Grineer.
Okay.
So you meet him there. He's talking a bunch of mad shit, and then he escapes. You think. Turns out he was never there. He has holograms of himself that he's sending out to scout to find out what happened to the Tenno children. You follow the holograms of Teshin all over the solar system. You go to Jupiter. You go to Sedna, which is a moon. And then finally, you find out that he is working for the Grineer Queens. They have a fortress called Dakata, which is out in the asteroid belt. So you have to infiltrate...
Is it called Kata or Dakata?
Dakata.
Okay,
D-A-K.
Okay.
Dakata, the Kuva fortress.
Oh, Peter, you're not all of a sudden from the Caribbean and calling it Dakata.
And the queens are Dakata. No, not that. No.
Okay.
Me say one's got to go get the Grineer queens out of the Dakata fortress.
You've got an accent. What else do you know?
A lot of stuff,
what's
man.
What's your? Do you have a Scottish accent?
It's not important. Me say that's not important.
Yeah.
Me say that's not
important. Can you do it, Ethan? Do you have an Ethan?
Can no.
You do a me accent?
Peter, do me.
I'll do Ethan.
Do me next.
Oh, do me. I love my girlfriend.
Which one of... I'm going to close my eyes.
Nailed that. Yeah.
Which one of you guys is talking right now?
Yeah.
Which one? Anyway, so finally you follow Teshin to the Dakata Fortress.
Okay.
Kuva
okay.
Fortress.
You didn't have to say it twice.
Of the Grineer Queens.
Yeah. The Dakata, yeah,
the Dakata Fortress,
the Dakata Fortress,
the Dakata Fortress.
Yeah, got it.
And this is actually a great mission. This is kind of weird how the story missions in this game are very well designed, kind of making you wish they just made a 10-hour video game instead of a 100-hour grind fest.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I do love Warframe. Obviously,
yeah.
You know, I'm gonna check how much more time's left on my fucking Equinox when we're
as
done
soon
recording.
As you get home.
Or fuck, I got the app, bro. I got to uninstall. I've been keeping an eye on her for 6 days, man.
Yep.
You know, I gotta know when she changes clothes, when she leaves for work, when her parents leave for work, especially.
Yep, it's your Tamagotchi.
It's very much my Tamagotchi. Yeah. And I promised myself I was gonna fucking uninstall it when my Equinox was done. That's because 72 hours is fine to wait for a Warframe, but 144 is.
Yeah, the difference between a Tamagotchi and a Warframe account, though, is that you're waiting for the Tamagotchi to die, where when you have a Warframe account, you're waiting for yourself to die.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to die. Yeah. It's been 100 hours. They won't let me.
Yeah.
Digital Extremes, please, 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 please kill me. I just want to die.
When did this podcast turn into an Evanescence song?
Awake me up!
I tried to think of something funny to say there. I just like trying to redo the lyrics, but I couldn't.
No,
I have drank too much beer.
I've had a bubbly or two.
A little couple of bubblies. We're almost
one of
done
Ethan's.
Now.
We're almost done.
It's okay. So you find Teshin. He's in the Council of the Grineer Queens. There's two queens. All right. Both of them are Orican, who have transferred through the millennia through multiple bodies and now are currently trapped in Grineer bodies, so they're made of dirty clone flesh.
Ooh, uncomfortable.
Yes.
But they have their minds.
What they want to do, because they're still Orican minds, exactly. What they want to do, they want to take a Tenno, go into your mind, so that they can possess new bodies.
They must be driven mad by their, like, flesh
they're
bodies
that
are...
super crazy.
Okay, good.
Yeah, man, they're super, super crazy. And they want to take you over. They have a thing called the Scepter with a gem on it called the Kuva, and it tries to drill into your brain.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure if this entire thing happens in your head or if it happened for real.
Oh, drill in your head always happens
but
in your head.
But as they try to drill into your brain, you are transported to Earth onto a giant mountain pass as an operator. You are a child in this one. You get pulled out of your Warframe despite the fact it's immaterial, right? Because when you exit or enter your warframe with number 5, you just turn into light, and you just kind of like blast out.
If you think that feeling and sound of your teeth being drilled at the dentist is bad, imagine
your forehead. Imagine getting pulled through time and space out of a robot body.
Yeah. Through a pinhole in your forehead.
Much worse. Exactly. Smells the same as burning teeth, though. So she pulls the larger queen, the worm queen, uses her scepter to pull you out, and then you get transported to a mountaintop on Earth where you learn how to use all of your old Tenno powers. Up until this point, the only thing you could do is use your beam. Okay. Now you learn to teleport, you learn transference where you can possess other mechanical bodies and shit, and then eventually you get to the end and you restart this giant Orokin reactor inside a mountain on Earth, and you get teleported back to the exact moment where the Grineer queens are trying to drill into your brain. You push the drill back, you fight off their royal guards, which is the boss
flex
fight.
Flex your skull muscles.
Oh, dude. You squint so hard! Just like, your forehead wrinkles are too dense. Yeah, they break the drill bit clean.
Your
off.
Muscles are going counterclockwise to the drill.
Exactly.
Like,
snap the bit off. So you kill the royal guard. You get the scepter out of her hands. Then you get to choose: do you kill the Grineer queens? Do you have Teshin kill the Grineer queens, or do you let them live? I personally chose to kill them myself.
Kill them yourself.
Yeah,
that's
I killed
what
myself
I would do as well.
Exactly. Yeah. You kill them yourself. You get the what is known now as the Broken Scepter, which is what it was called the whole time, which is a phenomenally good weapon, by the way.
Okay.
The Broken Scepter is so good.
Personally, I would pause the game, Google it, and say, "Do I miss any achievements for killing them?"
Yeah.
And then I would find it.
It's like, that's not how you can go through life, James.
That's how I go through video games, so I don't have to go
exactly,
through life.
Exactly. Yeah. And then after the Grineer queens are killed or spared, I killed them. I guess everybody probably would. The Grineer are annoying to fight. You end up at the top of a mountain with Teshin, talking to your child, talking to you personally, right? Because you are the operator. You're the Tenno.
Yeah, you're you playing as a Tenno who's possessing a warframe.
Correct.
Talking to you who's playing the Tenno.
Yeah, it's multiple degrees of Kevin Bacon deep.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's warframe's mad meta. Dude, mad meta. And then he asks you, he breaks the gem off of the staff, which is known as the Kuva, and it's like, this is some either, it's unknown what this shit does, it's either some mind control shit, maybe it'll give you eternal life, that's what the Grineer believe, or whatever, you can try and control it. I chose to try and control it, which doesn't result in anything yet, because at present, there are no quests after the War Within, so we have reached the end of Warframe, which I hope I made sound dramatic and neat.
No, it was fucking good. Awesome.
Because I had a lot of fun.
That was
getting,
hype, yeah.
Getting to those quests is a bitch, but it is some crazy levels of sci-fi at this point, and is so much fun. And then after you finish the War Within, you can turn into your operator at any time. Your operator cannot die. If you go to 1 HP, you get transported back into your frame, and now you officially have two characters that you can play with in missions.
Sounds really cool.
Yeah, honestly, if I wasn't so hooked on Overwatch, I would get hooked on Warframe right now.
You can get hooked on it anytime. They keep updating it.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
That's cool.
Jamie, if I was looking for you on the internet and I wanted to hit you up for some Warframe.
You can find me at twitch.tv/theloreboys on most Thursdays. Every Thursday I want to. My weekend's changing soon, but find me up there. I'm always streaming some VR fun stuff. We're starting to get a little community going. I want to give a shout out to Suxor if you're out there, to JTP if you're out there, to Carrie, to Rob, all of our new followers that come from the random internet. Like, you're the reason we do this
so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining along. And
Jamie's the driving force behind the Twitch channel. Always was. Yeah, always was. I don't have the schedule for it at the moment, but I will be streaming. The meme achievement. I don't have the gnome achievement in Half-Life 2 Episode 2 yet. I'll be doing that. And when my Equinox is done, I'll be doing some Warframe Warframe quests.
Awesome.
Wait, one more guy I've got to give a shout-out to because he's been listening to us. One of the most who started downloading all of our cast is Diamond. Diamond Gunslayer, I believe his name is, but Diamond I've been calling him. He checks out every single stream and super big supporter. Thank you so much because I think you've listened this far and thank you so much. You can find me at JYMILLK on Twitter and James Miller on Facebook.
Ethan.
Everyone listening, I don't stream, but I hang out in the chat a lot and I love meeting everyone and making fun of Jamie and listening to you guys try and defend Jamie.
Yeah, thank
as
you
pathetic.
So much. Thank
as
you so much for taking
now.
My side. Thank you so much for taking my side. I went this guy through high school and he bullied me. And this is the
together.
This is you beating your bully.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Individually now, thanks to the Twitch channel, we're all worth $2.
Yeah, no. Everyone who has an iTunes account, please head to iTunes, leave us a review. It makes a difference that you can't imagine. Like the 5 minutes to you will make a big difference to us.
That's
we
true,
really
yeah.
appreciate it. If you want to hit me up on Steam, I'm at I'm a gendered pronoun. On Steam.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't play Warframe.
Exactly.
Still binary. Still binary.
Yeah, all those fucking gender fucking
frames.
Check us out on we're on WordPress, we're on YouTube, Google. Please tell your friends about it. More so than leaving a review, tell your friends about us.
Yeah.
Peter, if someone wanted to play a game with you, where might they find you?
I am One Armed Man on Steam. I stream very infrequently on our Twitch channel, but have some plans to do so soon because I want us to be streaming more, and also I don't want Jamie to be the only one who has to do that in case
I love doing it, so if you don't want to do it, I'll just do it more.
Well, no, exactly, yeah. But it's I just want to, I feel like I want to carry my weight.
Oh man, you're making the art every single week.
I do all the artwork, so you can check out the WordPress to see the artwork for every episode because it's not on iTunes. Do the iTunes, and on Twitter I am at Pete O'Donohue. That's about it. Now, for the true connoisseur, for the person who wants to blow all of their money on free to play games, for a free to listen podcast, if they wanted to blow money on Loreboys Prime, which, you know, I don't understand it's Loreboys Premium, but Loreboys Prime for the Warframe episode, if you wanted Prime access to the Loreboys podcast, Ethan, what would we be handing out? How many hot spoonfuls of what would someone get?
We, as you know, we hand out a lot of hot spoonfuls in a given week. Yeah. This week's pretty exciting. As you both know, Jamie and Peter, we make a lot of money with this podcast.
Yeah.
And we are offering the first 10 subscribers to Loreboys Prime this week will receive 100% of our profit for the coming week.
All of our
100% of what we make.
Yeah.
We will send to you, the listener.
Yeah, exactly.
And if
that
you,
constitutes...
that constitutes a lore, boys.
Two in the kitchen, one in the oven doesn't sound like something people say.
Yep, that's how that expression that I've never heard before goes.
Yeah. Sure.
It's all one big kettle of fish.
Right? Yeah. it's one big breaded corn thing commercial.
Okay. Oh,
crunch at us. Smell that.
Put that on some corn.
Brand, yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.